From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel's playing only music from the Eagles this week. So, Robert and I are listening. Turn it up just a little. I don't know this one.
I do.
Okay.
You want me to tell you the answer?
Yes.
It's Witchy Woman.
No.
No?
Close.
One of These Nights.
Oh, yay.
Big Eagles fan back in the day.
Oh, I love the Eagles. One of these nights. There it is. One of these crazy old nights. Love the Eagles. Good choice, Nigel. Thank you. Next week, we're going to do Elton John.
Like Elton John, too?
Yeah, me too. And at the end of our shows, we're playing my music. A hush falls over.
I'm trying to...
Let me introduce our wonderful guest, Joey Pals, the voice of Robert Firth from...
Cathedral City, California, the law offices of Robert L. Firth.
I like that. What's the L for?
Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
But it sounds... I like the rhythm of Robert L. Firth more than Robert Lewis Firth.
I mostly was called Robert Lewis by my mother when
you were in trouble.
When I was in trouble. And that's actually her maiden name. That's where
Oh, that's
from,
a lovely thing. My kids have Trevor Lawrence Armstrong Schaefer, Tamara Lee Haley Schaefer, Tyler Joseph Marquis Schaefer. And when you were mad at him, boy, oh yeah. Boy, they could almost get away before you got the name out. Fun. How's your new year going?
My new year is going just fine.
Okay.
I fired one of my clients, or one of the things I was doing, because...
You divorced one of your own clients?
It was one of the things that was... well, I was the local partner for a national bankruptcy law firm, and I discovered that 80% of my problems and 10% of my revenue were coming from these. So, as I said, you are the weakest link.
And wow.
So I freed up time. And you got to do that. You have to look at your business. And
that's what she was.
Yeah.
Kathy was just talking about prioritizing things.
Yeah. And then this is what I want to prioritize on. This is, and I've also, you know, I get calls from people who ask for this, that, and I primarily specialize on bankruptcy and estate planning. And when somebody calls me up with a landlord-tenant question, or they want to do litigation, civil litigation, I just don't do it. And I send them on.
Yes, but you do send them on.
Yeah, I send them on.
I mean, you're nice about it.
Yeah, sure. I said, listen, and if I know somebody to recommend to them, I'll send them to that person. But if I don't, I'll say, I'm sorry,
Yeah. Thank you for thinking of me, however.
Yeah.
This isn't workable. My kids used to start backing up. They'd say to each other, when she says, perhaps you don't realize, start backing up. This isn't work. Well, we had a couple questions from Joey Pals, and the first one I really like. Isn't my vaccine status my personal medical information?
It is.
It's like asking someone, who'd you vote for?
Certainly, and it's, your age is your personal information too, but when you go to the liquor store and look to buy a bottle of, booze, they're going to card you if you look like you're under the age of 21. Same with vaccine. Your vaccination status is your own personal business. But if there is an institution, a restaurant, a grocery store, whatever, that has a policy that you must be vaccinated to enter our premises, you got to prove it. If you don't, you don't have to shop there. You don't have to eat at that restaurant. Go to another one.
Wow. I see.
Well, now, here in Palm Springs, they now require proof of vaccination. They've, done that by
some
city ordinance or whatever.
Some places even a photo ID.
Yeah.
Gosh. It's because we've always been told, your medical files are private and personal.
And we have, in 1996, they passed a law called HIPAA, which stands for the Health Insurance Privacy and Accountability, Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. And that law said that no one can access your medical records without your express permission.
That's right.
And you know where that law came from? Rock Hudson.
No, because of AIDS?
Rock Hudson was dying of AIDS, and 89. He was a very private man about his, his gay status, and somebody at the hospital he was at sold his information to the National Enquirer. And then thereafter, that became a thing. And every time Elizabeth Taylor went into the hospital, her medical records were all over the National Enquirer and the other, tabloids. And so Congress passed a law, finally got around to it in 96, that said it is a felony to give out somebody's medical records without their express permission. And that's why we have the HIPAA law, which I think is a very good law.
Yes, I do too. And now I understand a little more the Joey Pal's question. Yeah. They thought that umbrella included their vaccination status.
Yeah, but if they want information, you can provide it to them. So, can a third party provide it to them? Not without your permission, but when somebody asks for it, you're saying, all right, I'm giving you permission to look at my card because I want to eat at this restaurant.
You couldn't go into... No, I'd be making trouble.
And just one further thing on HIPAA.
Yes.
When you get a HIPAA release and you fill one out and sign it, never give the original to the hospital or your doctor. Photocopies are perfectly legal. And I have many clients who are physicians, who work in the medical profession. They said, don't give it to us. We'll just lose it.
Wow.
So hang on to the original. Give us a copy. So just a word to the wise when you're going Eisenhower or Desert Regional.
That begs the question. I scan all my receipts on mm-hmm. Neat Receipt, and you used to not be able to turn in income tax receipts that weren't the originals. Now they take all those copies, photocopies, fax. Who uses a fax anymore? But that's all changed too.
Oh, yeah. And they've also, the IRS has loosened up the rules, if it's a receipt for under, I think it's $20-$25 that you had a, lunch and meeting or something like that. They let that slide.
Where'd you go to lunch for $25? Yeah. Those were the days.
Barely get to McDonald's for that.
His prices just went up. McDonald's did just a little bit. My two sausage egg McMuffins were $4.92. And last week, they were $5.26 or something. Yeah. It has to happen. Okay, we're listening to the voice of Robert Firth. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Okay, this other question is really interesting. If you've got your own mail, let's use our mail here at our studio. Mm. There's mailboxes downstairs on the first floor. I open mine, and I've been here 6 months. The mail in there is still for previous tenants. Can I tear it up and throw it away, or is that tampering with the U.S. mail?
Well, that's a... I would say if it's meets the category of bulk mail or junk mail, absolutely you can.
Right.
If there's somebody's name on it, when I get that at my house or at my office, I just put, not at this address.
And put it back in there.
And put it back in there. Whether legally I could tear it up, I actually don't know the answer to that. It's going to be postal regulations, but, I just...
Well, you can't open anybody's mail, so tearing it's kind of opening it.
Yeah, so, you technically can't open it, but if there's no return address on it, not much you can do.
So let's take the other side. If there's a return address, you probably should just write not at this address and put it back in there.
Yeah, and let our very friendly, hardworking postal employees deal with it.
Interesting question, huh? I liked both the questions because I thought they had been thought through.
Mm-hmm.
I could make a case either way, which would be hard for me to be a lawyer. When I watch Law and Order, I can go for the prosecution or the defense. What do you prefer?
Well, I used to be a prosecutor, so...
Did you win most of the time?
Yeah, because, I was with the feds, and the feds don't bring a case unless they gotcha.
That's it.
And I had one little case, it was a misdemeanor, and I brought it, it was in front of a federal magistrate, and quite frankly, there was enough to make what we call a prima facie case to let the magistrate decide, but I wasn't convinced in my own mind that these people were guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and as it happened, the magistrate found for him. And I was fine with that because he used to say, when win or lose, the king's justice is done, because, if the person was not guilty, you're not guilty, get acquitted. If you're guilty, You know, gosh, you're found guilty and you're fined or go to jail or whatever.
Of course, don't forget, we're all innocent until proven guilty. But
absolutely.
But you qualified your statement by saying these are the feds.
Yeah. And I said, we didn't bring a case until, you know, you go down the elements of the crime. Got that, got that, got that. I'm a little weak on that evidence. Let's bring my FBI agent in here. Here we go. And, you know,
yes.
I need more evidence on this point before I go ahead and indict this person.
How fun.
Yeah.
Did you ever be, were you ever a defense attorney?
I did a little defense work, but not very much.
Which was, I started to say, which was easier? That's not the question.
They're
You're
both
a smart
hard.
Guy.
They're both hard.
They're both hard.
Yeah.
I think I would have liked being a lawyer.
Yeah. You got to give the guy, the defendant, the best representation you can.
Now, that would be hard if it was someone you know is guilty. You still have to?
That's your job. That's your oath. I am going to present your case in the best possible light for you.
Wow.
That's what you
Even
have to do.
Even when you know he's guilty.
Yeah.
He's told you privately that he's guilty, but you aren't allowed to tell
anyone.
Well,
remember, guilt is not a fact. Guilt is a conclusion of law that is found by a judge or a jury.
Okay.
So the guy can certainly present the facts to me. You know, this is what happened. And my conclusion is, yeah, this guy's going to be found guilty. But keep in mind, I cannot put him on the stand to perjure himself when he's told me, yeah, I was there at the store and I did it. And then he said, but I want to testify on my own behalf and tell him that I was at my mother's house that night for dinner. And I know that he wasn't.
You can't suborn perjury.
I can't suborn perjury. So if that happens, and I've actually seen a couple of legal shows before.
Yeah, that's why.
The lawyer stands up and says, excuse me, I have to recuse myself from representation there.
See, I'm almost a lawyer.
Yeah, on ethical grounds. And, you know, the judge knows what's going on.
And so does the jury.
And the jury's got half a clue they know what's going on. The prosecutor can't make a reference to that. That would be improper, but, you know. The jury figures it out.
It's a wonderful system, though. Don't you love it?
Absolutely. When you get 12 people in a room focused on something, they will be correct 99 times out of 100.
I've read that.
If all the evidence is presented to them. Now, sometimes you have issues with corrupt prosecutors and they don't present all the evidence.
Right.
You know, that they withhold it. And we have, you know, laws in this country. It's Brady versus Maryland, I think, where, you know, if you as a prosecutor have evidence that tends to exculpate the defendant, you have to give it to the defense counsel, defense lawyer, so, which is a good rule, too.
My goodness.
Because it's not a game. You're trying to determine somebody's guilt or innocence, and, you know, you can't lie about it. You can't withhold evidence about it. If you're a prosecutor, you got to present the facts as you know it. So,
I think it's wonderful.
It's not the best system, but it's the best system we got.
In the world.
In the world.
Thank you for coming by, dear Robert Firth, to continue the conversation. Phone number is
760-770-4066, and the website is firthlaw.com, F-I-R-T-H-L-A-W.
And Joey Pals, you know, Joey Chocolate at AOL, send me those questions. I love what you know.
So, well, I've been around.
Have you written a book?
I haven't. I think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have time. I barely have enough time to service my clients.
Oh, there you go. And you fired one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which opened up a little more time. But
if you're near your phones, Joey Pals, I've got presents for you.